Random House Audio presents Private Life by Jane Smiley. Read for you by Kate Redding. In those days, all stories ended with the wedding. Rose Wilder Lane, Old Hometown. Prologue, 1942. Stella, who had been sleeping in her basket in the corner, leapt up barking and then slipped out the bedroom door. Margaret heard her race down the stairs. It was early. Fog still pressed against the two bedroom windows. Margaret sat up, but then she lay back on her pillow, dejected. She must have missed a telegram, and now her husband, Andrew, had returned. She woke up a bit more and listened for the opening of the front door. But no, there hadn't been a telegram. She remembered that she'd looked for one. Had she not locked the front door? She stilled her breathing and listened. With the war on, all sorts of characters crammed Vallejo these days. Suddenly a little frightened, she slid out of bed and stealthily pulled on her robe, then opened the door of her room a bit wider and crept out far enough to peer over the banister. There was the top of a head, dark, not Andrew's, and by the dull light of the hall windows, a houndstooth jacket. A figure bent over to pet Stella, and Stella wagged her tail. This was reassuring. Margaret took a deep breath. Now the figure stood up, looked up, and smiled. He said, "Put your clothes on, darling. We're going for a ride." She was speechless with pleasure at seeing Pete, though he seemed to have walked right in. Did that mean she had left the door unlocked? Because how would he get a key? But getting ready took her no time. She made sure of that. She only brushed out her hair and